Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. On today's program, we are going to find out more about the drought and fires in the western United States. To give us information about this natural event is someone who is very familiar to the KLJR listeners, Darvin Vogie, owner of the Lamberton Stockyards. Welcome to the program, Darv.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Well, Darv, how long have you been doing the weekly reports on KLJR, and can you just give us a little overview of your business?
Yeah, it's getting close to 40 years that we have been doing that. Our business is we take and buy and sell feeder cattle. Most of our cattle come from the western states, Montana, North, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
Okay, and so you have buyers out there that represent you or represent the rancher and are kind of the eyes for the people that are purchasing them out here in Minnesota?
Correct. We have them, you know, in each state buying cattle direct off the ranch or else going to the sale barns and buying cattle for us.
Okay. Well, let's just talk a little bit about the locality and the severity of this western drought and fires. I know there's so many things going on in our country of late, you know, with hurricanes and everything else, but this is a huge problem, and it started early this spring, the way it seems. And so what can you tell us about it?
Well, it started in the eastern part of Montana and the western part of Dakotas, where they just didn't get any rain at all this spring. I would say in Montana, it'd be east of the Lewistown Grass Range area, and they never did get moisture to get hardly any grass. You go from there to the west, and they had moisture this spring. They had good rains last fall also, so they had a pretty good start to the year. Were able to make some hay and all that. Now, that's all changed here in the last month. Basically, the whole state of Montana hasn't had any rain. So even the western two-thirds is dry. Now, what that does is people that have had rain, there's fuel there for the fire because this grass all dried out and doesn't take much to start on fire. In fact, I just heard the state of Montana has declared a state of emergency for the whole state. And fires are getting started out there mainly by Mother Nature. They have a lot of dry lightning storms out there. The storms come over the mountains and they have lightning. Just start these grass fires. And they just get out of control. So that's really a problem. And they got restrictions on them too, stuff we don't hear of here. Like you can't use a chainsaw in Montana after 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you are gonna bale hay, you have to do it during the night when there's a little bit of dew. Otherwise your tractor or your equipment will start the hay on fire.
Okay, as far as like the air quality and that type of thing, should producers out here be concerned about getting calves in that have been breathing that air? Have you seen anything over the years? I know, you know, this isn't the first time it's happened, but has there been any thing researched or whatever on the air quality and how it affects these calves?
No, it's always better if you don't have dust, but many of these calves are preconditioned, which means they've had their couple of rounds of vaccinations, so they seem to be able to handle it. We've never had a big disaster where the calves got too much dust in their lungs or anything like that. It does irritate them, which is, you know, can cause a little bit of problem, but it never has been a big problem.
Okay, but as far as like the smoke factor, that isn't a real issue for them?
No, these ranchers, I mean, this, like you said, this is not their first time. They're very good at keeping their herds safe and in good condition. So they're moving them away from the fires and away from the dust and rotating pastures and all that.
Okay. Well, you know, I was thinking about this before you and I talked about how cyclical this whole thing is, these weather events in the United States. And it doesn't seem like that many years ago we were talking about Texas and how they were literally drying up. And so many of those cows and calves, cows in particular, were being moved into the northern states, including Montana. And now you see kind of the reverse, where Texas is getting all sorts of rain, and the northern tier of our country is really dry.
Yeah, that is correct. And they seem to, you know, find, hey, it's tough for them, but they find, you know, something to feed their cattle with. And the drought, like in central North Dakota, has let up. You get around the Bismarck area, and I was talking to some ranchers there yesterday, and they're actually getting some hay now because they've had some rains, and their crops have come back, so they're a lot better shape.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, Darwin, I just want to thank you for coming on the program and giving us this information. If producers in our area would like to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Yeah, then give us a call toll-free at 800-622-5056, and we'll talk to you about your needs or come out and see you.
Real good. All right, Darwin. Well, thank you for everything that you do to provide us with good feeder cattle out here. And also, I know you're very involved with helping with the Redwood Area Cattlemen's and the Minnesota State Cattlemen's. So thank you for your involvement there, too.
You bet. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.